Parksville Council will consider a zoning and development amendment bylaw to allow the subdivision of a property on Lee Avenue to pave the way for two duplexes. Council members voted to provide notice that they will look at first reading of the bylaw when they come back from summer break. The proponent held a public open house in June that was attended by two people, with one person showing interest in the proposal and the other expressed a concern about two-story buildings in that location. If the bylaw is passed, the property, at 130 Lee Avenue, will be rezoned from residential to small lot residential. I'm looking forward to the development permit stage where some landscaping and all those things are taken care of, so the privacy of the neighbors is respected, Kaun. Amit Gaur said, overall I think the design looks good. The land use that has been suggested, I support that. In an April 7 presentation, Fiza Nadim, of Fiza Harris Designs, told council the goal of the project is to attract young families, while maintaining the character of the neighborhood. The plan is to have one duplex face Lee Avenue, with the other facing Ford Avenue, with each duplex side including three bedrooms and three bathrooms, according to Nadim. The application includes a shared driveway, EV chargers in each garage and landscaping with drought-tolerant plants. The property has a total assessed value of $594,000, according to BC Assessment. Of that, $167,000 is attributed to the building with $427,000 attributed to the land, noted a report by Blaine Russell, the city's director of planning and building. Once developed, the property will have a total assessed value somewhere between $1.4 million and $2.9 million, based on a sampling of comparable residential unit assessments in the area, city staff estimated. Council voted unanimously to provide notice that it will consider first reading of the zoning and development amendment bylaw at its meeting scheduled for September 3.